You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Monday. I'm a little behind on the Hierarchy Podcasts because of the amazing events that have happened in the United States this past weekend. I live in an area where there wasn't the rampant partying in the streets because everybody around me is Trump-tarded, but it was inspirational to see all of the world basically cheer the end of the Trump reign of terror. And I've been waiting 4 years for that pig-faced dipshit to be removed from office, and it just felt so nice. So I was drinking orange vodka with orange soda and enjoying the weekend. So, anyway, it's not that I took any time off from the website. I've been pumping out stories left and right of, I've got all these people trying to tell me their, you know, what's going on with them, and I'm trying to keep up with it as much as I can, but it's honestly been sort of a landslide of people's true stories. And so, yeah, it's been kind of crazy, and I'm behind still even now. So I wanted to get this podcast out. A note about the next podcast. Today I conducted an interview with Master AJ, Alpha AJ, on Twitter. He is a Findom Alpha, a very successful one. If you've followed the website and saw videos I've posted, you've definitely seen him before. He's a very, very sexy alpha, but very thoughtful, you know, in a way that you might not expect. And I must say that his answers were just, some of them were just mind-bogglingly deep, and so about hierarchy especially. So, you know, he just lives it. Anyway, so that's going to be the next podcast. It's going to be an interview with him. It's going to take a little bit of time to edit together because there are some technical problems. But so I wanted to talk about a couple of things. First of all, I've said this before here on the podcast, and I've said it on the website. Fags Worship Alphas is not publishing fake stories. I don't publish fiction. All right. I do a lot of hard work to vet stories that appear on the website. I can't get it 100% right. Okay. I'm not saying that at all. But I do get to know these people pretty well. And the people that I feature. Some of these people I have maintained relationships with for a year, 2 years, 5 years, okay? So, I mean, these are people that ongoing I am keeping track of their lives and, you know, from the point where I wrote about them. So these are not just random things. Like, it's not like I'm just walking down the street and I find some letter somebody wrote and I just publish it on the website. You know, or, you know, I'm not sitting around Stephen King-like at my computer just typing up hot stuff and, like, playing with my pussy, all right? Like, I'm not making this up. These people are not making this up. Now, again, sure, there are times when, in the past, for instance, that somebody's fooled me into thinking that they were, you know, particularly I've had a couple of people who were faking being alpha in the past. I mean, it was nothing that me, when I posted those stories, they were mostly about pictures of them that they had taken off of other websites, like Instagram. So, and I retracted those stories, and I apologized to my readers when those mistakes were discovered. But the stories that are appearing on the website are true, you know, and I published some very, very, you know, I mean, honestly, some of these stories bother me, all right? You know, there have been times I'm hesitant to publish something because it bothers me. I believe it or not, even though I'm a faggot, I do have a moral center, okay? So there are times when I come across these stories, these life stories that are told to me, and when I vet them and find out that they're true, you know, sometimes I'm shaken by those things. I'm not sitting around concocting these things because I think they're hot. A lot of times the things that I publish bother me a great deal, and I wrestle with whether or not to publish them. This idea that people have, and I'm getting attacked by a couple of idiots in the comments section. You know, I'm tempted to take the comments down, but I fucking don't care, you know. I don't have anything to prove, really, for anybody. But the point is that I'm not making any of this up. These people that are telling me these things, either them and the people in their lives are all having the same delusion, or it's real, okay? Because I do vet these people. Anyway, that was just an aside. Now, I did publish a couple of stories this weekend that I wanted to kind of talk about. I guess I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about affection between alphas and faggots. This weekend, Master Matt cunted his faggot, Michael. It was a very powerful moment. Before that, Michael's an excellent faggot. He's beautiful. He is talented. He's hardworking. And he's accepted most of the reality of his life pretty well, okay? Much easier than others. But he was struggling with the cage and the whole being in chastity thing, which everybody seems to have a problem with that. But Master Matt cunted him, and it transformed his thinking. To the point of, Michael's emotional stability was sort of rocked by the cunting that Master Matt gave him. The other thing, though, is that, you know, Master Matt changed from that cunting. And I've said this before on the podcast and also on the website, that, you know, Master Matt started out as a destroyer alpha. And he was, he was very rough. Once he realized that he could just fucking do whatever he wants to a faggot and who cares, you know, he went hog wild with it, you know. But cunting his own personal faggot for the first time was a powerful thing for him. You know, he brought flowers. I don't know if they were roses, but he brought flowers home to his faggot the day that he was going to cunt him. And, Master Nick, you know, takes his faggot out to a nice dinner before he cunts them. You know, not all the time, but like the first time. But it changes both the faggot and the alpha, and it binds them into sort of a weird space between them, where the alpha, which is already very much more powerful than the faggot, right? But the alpha almost takes on this mantle of godhood, you know, because of the cunting. Because a cunting changes a faggot into, like, permanently alters a faggot. Technically it's still male, but a cunting seals the deal on a faggot's manhood, which really was never there to begin with. But a cunting is the closing of the book on that faggot's manhood. It's not a man anymore. It's barely a male. It's been cunted, so it doesn't need its clit anymore, you know. Its pussy becomes, it essentially gets a pussy, okay? A cunting is so profound physically and emotionally that it alters the faggot completely and forever. There's no going back, really. Once the faggot's been cunted, the faggot doesn't go back to a normal life like every other male, okay? So both of them were really altered by it. I just was really, I was just really moved by Michael's expressions afterwards about, a sense of gratitude, I guess, that he was cunted by his master and changed, and he had a new appreciation for this new body, you know, this new existence that Master Matt gave him by cunting him. So, it's that there's kind of this affection, you know, that develops because of the cunting. The faggot is no longer just a thing to come in or fuck, you know, anymore. The faggot becomes the special possession of the man. Where there can be affection, like there's affection between a man and a dog, right? And the other story that I published this weekend was about Master Dino and his faggot, Jamie. His fag wife, I should say. In that case, you know, you have this unusual situation where you have a very, very powerful apex alpha in Master Dino who's straight. Okay, he's a straight alpha male, just like Master Matt. But he's married a faggot, a very good faggot. Okay, and the story that he related to me with Jamie's blessing, I guess, as well, involved him standing up and protecting his faggot from harm. And I think, I think alphas kind of do that protection instinctively anyway. They're always the first one charging in when there's trouble, you know. But the way Master Dino described it, in terms of like this flash of rage and fury, and that someone would point a gun at his possession and threaten to kill it. Okay, and he mentions it in his letter to me that I published, that it was the first time that he realized that this faggot was special to him. You know, where he had a newfound appreciation for this faggot that he owned. And I was really moved by that because it just shows, both of these stories show that there is room for an alpha and a faggot to be, I don't want to say the word, be faithful to each other, but like have an affection for each other. It doesn't have to be cruel all the time. It doesn't have to be neutral emotionally, you know. There's room for, again, I don't want to use the word love, but loving, you know. And I think far too many alphas only view their alphahood as an oppressive, cruel, domineering thing, okay, in their life, or that faggots are there to be abused in some way or used. And there's certainly some of all that in, you know, hierarchical sense, but there's also room for affection and appreciation and loving concern, you know. And I hear enough from faggots out there, you know, that they are being treated badly a lot of times. I was very lucky, honestly. The men that I served, the men that owned me, were mostly very, very good men who did appreciate me as their property and taught me that I... that I'm worth something, you know, to them. You know, I've never been in love. I've fallen in love with a couple of alphas, and I made those mistakes, you know, and I've talked about them on, you know, on the website. But like, I've never been in love where I've gotten married, you know, or had that person, you know. And I mean, baby boy doesn't count in a way because there is a strange age difference between us, and our relationship was built a lot out of fear and sadness and in really hard times. So, but I'm just talking about like a regular being in love kind of relationship or anything like that. I've never had that because I've devoted myself to being a faggot, and I don't really have any regrets to that. But I've been lucky though, because I've had good relationships with my alphas to make up for some of that, you know. And I'm fortunate also. I have good friends and I have a good support system too, but and I have all of you, but, you know, I just think the alpha fag dynamic is so intense all the time. There can be room to breathe and to just feel gratitude and appreciation and a form of love, you know. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to get married, okay? And not suggesting that at all, but there can be room for some of that. And in fact, I think it makes you more of a man. Alphas, I'm talking to, makes you more of a man if you can be like that and admit the way Master Dino or Master Matt admitted that there can be tenderness in the equation. So that's just my thought for the day. Like I said, there's going to be a really, really cool podcast with Master AJ. If you want a preview of him, you can go see him on Twitter. It's at Serve Master AJ, I believe it is. And he's one of my very favorite Findom alphas, and I've been friends ish. I mean, if you can call an alpha and a faggot friends, I mean, we've talked quite a bit and kind of deeply over the years. So it was nice to talk to him, and I think you're going to enjoy the conversation. So anyway, I guess that we will stop here. I got to get to editing some other stuff on the website. So I just wanted to pop in and put up this episode. One final thing, I am thinking about putting this podcast behind a Patreon wall. I'm tempted to do it with Master AJ's interview, but I probably won't because I do want to expose him to other people, you know. But it's coming, probably. Anyway, so I guess take care of yourselves. Enjoy life under a normal human being as president and president-elect. And I will talk to you very, very soon, okay? Love ya. Bye. While I was finishing up the podcast mixing and stuff, I was singing into my microphone, and I thought you might like this little extra. It's like a DVD extra, okay, of me singing. Look out, Adele. I'm coming for you. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you said, sometimes it lasts in love and sometimes it hurts instead.